Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love the rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips.
I think the court's going to find that presidential immunity exists for President Trump like every other president, but you got to be within the scope of being president. I think they'll send it back to the lower courts to find out exactly what actions fall within presidential immunity and what are considered personal. I think that's the way this will end. It will be some immunity for some of the actions.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we have Hans von Spakovsky, as you just heard it, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us this morning. Hans, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, too.
I wanted to get your take on what Lindsey Graham said on CNN yesterday. This whole immunity case with the Supreme Court, where they were talking about it last week, and we heard that it seemed as though they were going to lean toward giving him at least some immunity. Well, now Lindsey Graham thinks that this is going to be sent to the lower courts. What would the purpose be of that? Is that a good thing?
Well, I think his analysis is correct. First of all, you need to understand the Justice Department was taking an extreme position when they were there. Their position was no immunity of any kind from criminal prosecution for any, even for official acts that the president carries out while he's president. And the justices were extremely skeptical of the protections that the Justice Department was claiming, because the justices, for example, Justice Alito and others, were saying, well, doesn't this give, as Kavanaugh said, creative criminal prosecutors, in other words, abusive prosecutors, the ability to go after, you know, political folks they consider their political enemies, you know, former presidents? And the Justice Department lawyer was going, oh, no, there's all these layers of protection in the criminal justice system to stop that from happening. Keep in mind that as this DOJ lawyer was saying that, Donald Trump was not at the Supreme Court. Why? Because the judge in the New York criminal prosecution wouldn't allow him to be there. So they were pretty skeptical of the Justice Department. I think it's pretty clear that what they are going to do is say, yeah, there is immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. And the issue is going to be, how do you determine when a president is acting in his official capacity as opposed to his personal capacity? And the Supreme Court, I think they'll lay out the test for that, and then they will send it back to the lower court and say, here's the test. Figure out of these federal indictments, when was Trump acting personally? When was he acting in his official capacity?
So what does that mean for, say, the Jack Smith case? Because if I had heard that the Supreme Court could make a decision by, like, the end of June, and that would at least delay the Jack Smith case, and if they ruled in Trump's favor, then it would essentially do away with it altogether. How does the lower court then, you know, as far as coming up with those rules and how you determine that, how does that change the timeline of that, say, Jack Smith case?
It delays it even more, because if it goes down to the lower court will have to make a determination on what was official, what was personal. And the issue is that this is an extremely liberal, biased trial judge who's been assigned to this case. And I have no doubt that she will basically say, oh, everything was personal, nothing was official. And you know what's going to happen at that point. the Trump folks will appeal it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll go back up through the appeals process because they're going to disagree with whatever her assessment is. So there's just no way, I don't think, there's going to be a trial even this year in this case.
Which I'll say is a win, right? Because I'm just hoping that it's not before the election, which I know is what they really wanted.
Yeah, that is not going to happen.
You brought up the New York case, and I'm glad that you did. They're not apparently in court today. I knew he was in court 4 days a week, but I thought Trump's one day off was Wednesday. Do you know of any reason why they're not having court today?
Well, I'm not sure, but I suspect it's because the prosecutors keep going to the judge saying you need to put a gag order on the president because he's criticizing us and he's criticizing witnesses. And the judge keeps not issuing a decision on that. And I suspect that what may be happening today is he's trying to decide what to do about that.
Well, I'm just curious how this is going to shake out with testimony, because you've got that the guy with the bank who is saying that he played a part in wiring that $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. And I don't know that the testimony, even from David Pecker, has really been enough at this point.
So far, all the testimony, including from Pecker, I haven't heard a single thing described that was illegal.
Right, that's criminal.
Not one.
Right.
No.
Right. And let's be real. So many people do that. This nonsense,
yes,
with him paying off to not have that, the stories out there. I mean, all of the major networks surely are doing that. So, again, as Mark would say in his honor today, it's hogwash.
Well, I have to agree. And so far, this DA has not done a very poor job of presenting a case. But,
yep,
you know, he's counting on a biased jury.
Yep, absolutely. Hans, we always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
We're back with a check of business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.